Just bring them up to speed on where we stand on it.
Come on, the Washer State Senate. This is Bill.
33-year-old Kamal Nawash is an independent running as a Republican for the Virginia State Senate. He spoke no English when his family arrived here from the Middle East in 1979. Mr. Nawash went on to earn a degree in business and law. Today, he is an immigration attorney and a partner in a Virginia law firm.
I was born in Bethlehem to a family from Jerusalem, and I came here when I was 9 years old. I'm, for the most part, an average person. I was an average student, but I attribute all the success that I had just to a good education. And so I think a good education is essential, and I want to make sure everyone has an equal opportunity to get a good education.
Besides education, easing the local traffic congestion and providing affordable housing are the most urgent issues on Mr. Nawash's agenda. He says he understands what's important to most immigrants. He also believes that being a Muslim American of Arab origin gives him an edge as a candidate.
I think it's very significant. There just seems to be a total lack of understanding between these two cultures, American culture and Arab and the Muslim world. And I think both of them completely misunderstand each other. You have the Arab and Muslim world who thinks America hates them, which is totally wrong. And you have the America who thinks that the Arab and Muslims hate them, which I think is also wrong. I think you have two societies that simply just don't understand each other. And I think I represent a very small minority of people in the United States that actually understand both cultures fluently. And I really believe I can help bridge the gap of misunderstanding.
Mr. Nawash says immigrants are not generally very active in politics, and new arrivals from Muslim and Arab countries are no exception. But according to Nasser Beydoun, executive director of the Arab American Chamber of Commerce in Detroit, a city with a large Arab population, that's changing.
It's an evolutionary process of all immigrants. You know, they come here, they look at their social organizations, their religious organizations, and then they move forward to start looking at the political organizations that they need to help them protect their rights as Americans and give them the influence they need in the political structure.
That's already happened in the Arab American community. According to Jean Abinad of the Arab American Institute, he says it's only in the last 10 years that Muslim Americans have become more involved.
So we're seeing a much broader participation by the Arab and Muslim communities in the elections, particularly in 2000 and 2004. We anticipate a very good turnout. There are very high registration rates among Arab Americans in the United States. Over 70% of the community is registered to vote. That's second only to the African Americans in terms of ethnic groups. So it's a very high percentage are registered to vote. This is now showing itself in the fact that more Arab Americans are running for office, but also more Muslim Americans, Pakistanis, Indians, Bangladeshis, and others who are also running. Right now, I'd say that there are probably, in terms of state and national elections, probably in 2004 we're looking at two dozen or so Arab American candidates, and then if you're looking at local elections beginning now with some state elections in 2003 and then elections again in 2004, you're probably looking at another 30 or 40 candidates who are either Muslim or Arab American running for office.
One of those candidates hopes to become Loudoun County Supervisor.
My name is Afifa Saeed, and I'm running for office, and I'd like to hear what your concerns are.
Afifa Saeed is director of a private school in Virginia. She was born in Kashmir and raised in the United States. She says she's always considered herself an American.
I've gone to visit other countries, but this is my home, and this is where I live. And because of my involvement, I realize that there's more that I can do for the community. Well, I feel I can help in the more political arena to represent the people that I live with, my neighbors and my community, and also be able to represent diversity in politics.
Ms. Saeed's platform stresses improving basic services, developing roadways and transportation alternatives, and controlling development. She wants Loudoun County to maintain its distinct character and heritage and continue to be a highly desired place to live, work, and raise a family.
Well, I'm concerned because we have a lot of growth in Loudoun County. It's been the fastest growing county in the United States. It really affects people living there very tremendously. We have congested roads, We have schools that we have to build every year. We have an average of 3 schools being built. So it's a lot of stress on the community. So I'm looking towards making the growth be better managed.
An observant Muslim, Ms. Saeed wears a hijab head cover when she appears in public and says it doesn't affect her election campaign.
And I think it's a minority of people in America who have, you know, had a negative reaction to Muslims, but I don't think that's the majority. And I have proven this to myself and to others by visiting people in their homes. And when you're in their homes and you're talking to them, they are very sincere and very open about how they feel. And I have not felt that negativeness from the people themselves. The issue of Muslim, you know, being Muslim never comes up.
Virginia State Senate candidate Kamal Nawash agrees. Yet he believes the awareness of the ethnic and religious difference is real.
You know, every year, every couple of years, something seems to pop up, whether it's Gulf War II or, you know, when you have, for example, Muslim Americans being accused of spying, like in Guantanamo Bay. You know, I'm certain that, you know, there's going to be, subconsciously at least, people are going to have in the back of their mind, well, you know, I'm also Arab American, I'm also Muslim American, I'm running for office. I wonder. But, you know, I really can't put too much emphasis on that, because even if I were an Arab American or Muslim American, it'd still be very difficult.
Nevertheless, the candidate is optimistic about the future of his community's political participation. He says in the past, many Arab and Muslim immigrants hope to retain their culture and have it influence their new home, and that did not work. Now, he says, Arab and Muslim Americans are being encouraged to assimilate in this country. He says that doesn't mean losing their identity. It just means becoming an involved member of the larger society. For Coast to Coast, I'm Faith Lapidus.